The Passion of Our Lord Jesus Christ, as depicted by the authorities of the day. In the land of Judea, under the rule of the Roman Empire, whispers of discontent echoed through the streets. It was a land of turmoil. The people, burdened by heavy taxation and longing for freedom from foreign oppression, yearned for a saviour to deliver them from their plight. In the midst of this turmoil, a figure emerged, Jesus of Nazareth. His teachings of love, compassion, and forgiveness captivated the hearts of the masses, drawing crowds wherever he went. For 3 years, Jesus had travelled throughout the land, proclaiming the arrival of the kingdom of God and demonstrating its power through miraculous signs and wonders. His message of hope resonated deeply with the oppressed and the downtrodden, offering them a glimpse of liberation from their earthly woe. Yet not everybody welcomed Jesus with open arms. The religious authorities, threatened by his growing influence and challenged by his interpretation of the scriptures, viewed him with suspicion and disdain. As Jesus' popularity soared, tensions simmered beneath the surface, threatening to boil over into open conflict between those who hailed him as a prophet and those who saw him as a heretic. And so, against this backdrop of political and religious upheaval, Julius Scut, the appointed leader of the region, convened a meeting with the religious authorities to discuss the growing controversy surrounding Jesus of Nazareth. As they gathered to deliberate the fate of this enigmatic figure who had captured the hearts and minds of the people, the atmosphere crackled with anticipation and uncertainty. Little did they know that their decision was set into motion a chain of events that would ultimately lead to the most pivotal moment in history, the Passion and the Crucifixion of Jesus Christ. The betrayal of the Passion. Footsteps approaching.
In the eerie stillness of the Garden of Gethsemane, amidst the ancient olive trees, a sense of foreboding hung heavily in the air. Judas Iscariot, consumed by his own inner turmoil and driven by greed, approached Jesus with a feigned gesture of friendship, a kiss that would seal the fate of the one they sought.
Jesus, the centre of attention in this unfolding drama, faced his betrayal with a mixture of sorrow and resignation. His disciples, loyal yet powerless, looked on in disbelief as the events unfolded before them, unable to comprehend the depth of betrayal within their midst. The trial. The setting shifts to a solemn courtroom.
Before the High Council of the Sanhedrin, Jesus stood accused of crimes he did not commit. False witnesses were paraded before the assembly, the testimonies twisted and manipulated to serve the agenda of those who sought his downfall.
The atmosphere within the council chamber crackled with tension as accusations were hurled and tempers flared. Some members of the council, driven by envy and fear, sought to condemn Jesus at all costs, while others grappled with doubts and uncertainties, their conscience pricked by the injustice unfolding before them.
Yet amidst the chaos and confusion, Jesus remained a pillar of calm and unwavering resolve. His silence in the face of false accusations spoke volumes. A silent protest against the injustice and hypocrisy of those who sought his condemnation.
The condemnation. The atmosphere is tense as the council deliberates. In a moment of heated debate, the decision was reached. Jesus was to be handed over to the Roman authorities to face the ultimate punishment of crucifixion. The high priest, his voice trembling with righteous indignation, declared Jesus guilty of blasphemy, his words ringing out with a finality that sent shivers down the spines of those present.
Amidst the chaos and confusion, voices rose in dissent, arguments breaking out among the council members. Some questioned the wisdom of their decisions. Others argued vehemently for the execution of this perceived threat to their authority. In the end, however, the will of the majority prevailed, and Jesus was led away to face the next stage of his ordeal, the agony of the cross.
As the council dispersed, a palpable sense of unease lingered in the air. Some members wrestled with doubts and guilt, questioning the righteousness of their actions. Others, however, hardened their hearts, convinced of the necessity of their decision to preserve their power and authority.
Yet, even amidst the turmoil of conflicting emotions, the wheels of fate continued to turn, inexorably leading towards the fulfilment of a divine purpose, a purpose that would forever change the course of history.
The journey to Golgotha. The journey is set along a dusty road, lined with onlookers.
With a crown of thorns upon his head and a heavy cross upon his shoulders, Jesus began the long and arduous journey to Golgotha, the place of the skull.
Mocked and jeered by the crowds, soldiers whipped him mercilessly, urging him forward with cruel laughter.
Yet amidst the pain and humiliation, Jesus bore his burden with grace, his gaze fixed upon a higher purpose.
The crucifixion, the transformation into the hill of Golgotha, stark and haunting. Nailed to the cross, Jesus hung suspended between heaven and earth, his body racked with agony.
Yet even in his darkest hour, he offered words of forgiveness, of compassion, of love.
The sky darkened. The earth trembled, as if bearing witness to the profound significance of this moment, the sacrifice of the Son of God for the sins of mankind.
And as his life ebbed away, Jesus cried out, "It is finished."
The end.